Along with the flag and date of Australia Day, the national anthem is a cultural marker that many Indigenous people find alienating. It's been suggested, though not formally proposed, that Advance Australia Fair not be played during the NRL Indigenous All-Stars game. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White, has rejected the idea, labelling it as divisive. Joe Williams is a Wiradjuri Wolgalu man, a former NRL player, a professional boxer, an author, and one of those who actually supports the change. Joe, welcome to the program.
Afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Do you support calls to not play the national anthem during the NRL Indigenous All-Stars game?
I've been an advocate for changing the national anthem for a number of years now, because as Aboriginal people and the first people not only of this country but of the oldest continual race on the planet, it doesn't represent us as the people who were here as the first people for this country.
So talk to me about this proposal, because this is a really specific proposal around this Indigenous All-Stars game. Why do you think it would be powerful to change that?
Well, I think, you know, we have to look at what the game's about. You know, the game itself is about honouring and the contribution of Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people and players over, you know, the previous years, and, you know, highlighting the performances of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander players. But then we turn and we ignore their wishes when it comes to, you know, talking about, you know, the players boycotting the national anthem. We're going to have a look at it. You know, and it's been well documented for, you know, the last couple of years that, you know, there's starting to be a bit more of a voice now for our First Nation players across the country. If the boys don't think that it represents them and they've been silently in protesting now for a couple of years, then, you know, so be it. I don't see why our First Nation players should be subjected to standing through it when it's a game that's honouring their contribution to the game.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive, and when we're discussing this proposal, well, it's not a formal proposal, but this idea that Advance Australia Fair not be played during the NRL Indigenous All-Stars game, and of course there are wider calls too. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can call, don't call, it's a text line. I got excited there and wanted you to call, but do not call, just text here on RN Drive. Joe, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White, says not playing the anthem would be divisive and it should stay. What's your response to that? I mean, it's not a new argument, the idea that actually to remove the anthem would actually divide Australians.
Well, let's have a look at that context of that actual, you know, the way it's framed in what's been said, talking about it being divisive. Let's be honest. We're already divided, but we didn't create the divide. The rape created the divide. The invasion created the divide. The torture and the massacres created the divide. So when we look at who's creating division, the division's already been there, but it wasn't created by us. So let's talk about, if we're going to unite a divisive country, let's talk about who divided it to start with.
Would you like to see the Australian Rugby League as a whole get behind the idea? And do you think it's likely they will? What's your analysis given, you know, your former role?
Well, I'd like the greater public to get involved. You know, it's not just about, this isn't a rugby league issue. You know, this is an issue across the entire country when it talks to honouring, respecting the opinions and the values of the First Nation people of this country. I'm sure I'd love the rugby league to get behind it. But, you know, I call today for non-Indigenous players as well when we're talking about this sort of stuff. When if they respect us and they respect the contributions, the abilities, and the opinions of the First Nation people of this country, start respecting our opinions on these big issues. You know, if you're not standing with us, you're standing against us. So let's start to ask that question. Do you stand with us when it comes to these type of things?
A growing number of Indigenous athletes are choosing not to sing the national anthem. What's been the response from non-Indigenous players?
Well, you probably answered your own question there. When it comes to, you know, the players aren't singing it. So, you know, we got to ask ourselves, why aren't they singing it? Well, if they're not singing it, it's probably a good indication we've got to ask the question. When we ask the question, start to look at the answers as to why. No, we can't just come out and make judgment because, again, let's look at the facts of the anthem. In my lifetime, if you're older than me, you sang God Save the Queen. So, you know, it's not a huge tradition. You know, it's a 35-year-old song. Let's have a look at, you know, honouring some people who have been on the planet for 120,000 years on. You know, like this isn't something that's been going on for eons as far as tradition goes by singing a song. It's only a 35-year-old song.
How about changing the words?
I'm all for it. I called for three things back in 2016 when I didn't stand for the national anthem when I won an Australia Day award, and it was about changing the national anthem, changing the song, changing the flag, and changing the date. You know, and it's not everyone's saying to me, but you're being divisive when you do that. Again, we're already divided. Let's start to have a look at what it takes for us all to come together. The first people don't want their own song, don't want their own day, don't want their own flag. We've already got our own flag. What we want is a song, a flag, and a date to celebrate this country with everyone. So, in fact, a lot of what people are saying, or what of our people are saying, is trying to unite the country. It isn't being divisive at all.
So what is the way forward? Because one person, for instance, actor Ernie Dingo, says he won't sing the national anthem until Indigenous people are included in the Constitution. So that's the sort of benchmark he's set. Would that make a difference, or does the song itself need to change?
That's another conversation altogether.
I suppose, but he's incorporated. Yeah, it certainly is, and that's a whole other show. And we often do discuss it, actually, but to be fair. But would that help reconcile so that this song wasn't so painful for so many Indigenous people?
Let's have a look at, you know, some different versions that have been tossed up as well. There's a beautiful version that was done by Judith Durham, and a beautiful version that was done by Uncle Kutcher Edwards. And I've shared that version on my social media numerous times, and so many non-Indigenous people have said to me, that's a song that unites our country. You know, there's no divisiveness in it. It's all about celebrating and acknowledging and learning about a, you know, 100,000-year history of dreaming in this country that the first people of the planet, not just of certain part of the country, the first civilization in the world, it represents, it acknowledges, and it shows honour to all people that live under the stars in our country.
Joe, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing your perspective.
At the end of the day, again, I'm not about being divisive. I'm about trying to heal the country, trying to unite the country. And let's start to ask the question, why is the country divided in the first place? That's when we're going to start to hit some truth in some conversations about how we move forward as a united nation.
Joe, thanks so much. Joe Williams there, a Wurundjeri Wagalu man, former NRL player and a professional boxer and author, and one of those who does support a change on the national anthem question.